This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's a lot of frustration out there about this grave injustice of censorship from the tech giants, the silencing of voices, the destruction of personal dignity or even personal participation in our digital society. And I overheard people recently talking about their advocacy for the death sentence for the top managers and CEOs of these tech giants that are censoring people. And I disagree with that death sentence idea. I think there's a far more appropriate punishment, which I will reveal here, but I think it's worth looking at what is the argument out there for putting to death people like Jack Dorsey and Sundar Pichai and Mark Zuckerberg and others. Again, even though I disagree with that. But their argument, at least as I understood it and overheard it, was that the state currently deems that if an individual kills another individual, i.e. murder, you know, premeditated murder in particular, then that person deserves to die in response for that. So someone takes the life of another innocent person, then the state essentially takes the life of the person who committed that crime. That's the death sentence. And of course, there's a lot of various arguments for and against the very existence of the death sentence itself. Personally, I think it's very dangerous when the state is in the business of deciding who lives and who dies. And given the level of injustice and fraud inside law enforcement and the broken, failed justice system and so on, I am opposed to this idea that the state should be running around killing people, especially since I run a science lab and I'm acutely aware of the very large degree of scientific fraud that's carried out by police labs that wrongfully convict people of felony crimes, the crimes of which they're innocent. So I've got my own reservations about the death penalty, or I should say the broken justice system. But the argument that was being made for the death penalty for the tech giant CEOs was that, well, a murderer has only killed one person, and yet the state puts that murderer to death. Yet the CEO of a tech company like Sundar Pichai may destroy the lives of millions of people. So what should happen to someone who destroys the lives of millions of people? And the argument was made that censorship destroys your life because we live in such a modern, interconnected online society. So destroying your online voice is essentially a modern day execution or depersoning of you as an individual in this interconnected society. Thus, you are being put to death by Google, or you are being put to death by Twitter, let's say Jack Dorsey carrying out these crimes against people, then shouldn't the state, the argument goes, shouldn't the state put to death Jack Dorsey for destroying the lives of so many people? So that's the argument. And again, I disagree with that argument, but I think it's worth setting that up as context because I think there's a more appropriate punishment. See, the way I see it, these individuals like Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and so on, they have taken away the rights of individuals. They have destroyed the ability of individuals to participate in society, and thus the appropriate punishment for these tech giants, CEOs, and top managers and so on should be to put them behind bars for the same amount of time that they have taken away from others, which means if they censored 100 people for 1 year, then they should get 100 years in prison. So it's an aggregate time based on the sum of the number of people that they have censored, multiplied by the duration of that censorship. Now, I also need to point out that this should only apply for coordinated large-scale censorship that is taking voices away from people based on their beliefs or the color of their speech or targeting them for their political beliefs, for example, or targeting them for their race or their religion or their gender or anything like that. If you maliciously censor people just because they happen to be conservatives or happen to be Christians or happen to be gay for that matter, or happen to be African Americans, let's say, that is a malicious level of censorship when it's done at scale, which is what Google is doing. When you are a gatekeeper for public discourse, which is necessary for the functioning and the sustainability of a representational democracy, and then you decide to exploit and abuse your power and influence as a tech giant in order to take away from people, to suppress the very thing that is enshrined in the First Amendment, the very First Amendment, the highest priority amendment in our Bill of Rights under the Constitution. If you are taking away that First Amendment from people in our interconnected society, then you are not only violating the rights of that individual, you are violating the functioning of the body politic. You are violating the very premise upon which representational democracy is based. Because government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And in that structure is the necessary definition of the freedom of speech of the people. For how else can you share ideas or debate ideas or expose bad ideas if you don't have the right to speak? So I believe that people like Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and so on, and what's her name, Wojciechowska-Nick at YouTube, who runs that, the female CEO there, that these people should be arrested, they should be indicted, and they should be imprisoned for the duration that they have stolen from others. So in the case of Sundar, the head of Google, he should be imprisoned for like 10 million years, because that's maybe more, 100 million years, whatever. That should be the sentence. It would be the longest duration life sentence, not just double life, triple life. It would be like 100 million life sentences, because that's what he has stolen from others. See, I think that would be more appropriate. And I don't like the state being in the business of taking lives away from people through the act of state-sponsored murder, but taking away the freedoms from people that they have stolen from others seems entirely appropriate. The punishment must fit the crime. And these are crimes, these censorship crimes, they are crimes against humanity, the crimes against human dignity, the crimes against our democracy, and they must be punished. And those who carry out those crimes must be held to account for the crimes they have committed against humanity. And besides, it's better that we don't demand they be killed by the state, so to speak, because it would be nice to be able to visit them in prison as they are behind bars and perhaps interview them for the historical record and attempt to understand how people can become so evil that they believe it is their right as unelected private sector tyrants to take away the fundamental right of expression, a basic form of human dignity, the human rights from individuals, the same human rights that Dr. Martin Luther King fought for, that Sundar Pichai would take away those rights from individuals. I would want to try to understand that. I would want these people to be kept alive so that we can interview them and we can study them. How does someone become as evil as Mark Zuckerberg or as twisted and dark as Jack Dorsey? How does someone lose all humanity and become such an evil entity? I think we need to study these people as they are imprisoned. We need to try to understand how this level of evil has risen up in our society and been given so much financial power and influence over public discourse so that we can make sure that this doesn't ever happen again, because it's an affront against humanity. It's almost like, you know, we ended apartheid in South Africa, and then there were truth hearings, sort of reconciliation hearings, so that people were granted immunity for all their crimes against native South American Black people. They were granted immunity as long as they told their stories of what they did that was evil, that took away the human rights of other human beings. And so these reconciliation healings or hearings were supposed to be a national healing to try to set the record straight, to make sure that such heinous crimes against humanity would never happen again. And yet, here they have happened again in America, in California, in the most progressive state in America. These crimes are happening again, crimes against humanity that put apartheid to shame. And these crimes are taking place under Google, under YouTube, Alphabet, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Vimeo, you name it, LinkedIn. These tech companies are carrying out these heinous crimes, trying to deperson people, taking away basic human rights. Didn't we just get over this in South Africa? For God's sake, didn't we already go through this in World War II and the extermination of the Jews? Haven't we already seen enough suffering and depersoning and dehumanizing attacks on individuals? Haven't we seen enough of this throughout history with communist China, the Cultural Revolution, Pol Pot, the Stalinist Revolution, mass death, democide by governments, the mass killing of over a quarter of a billion people in the last century or so? Isn't that enough suffering? Do we now have to have the tech companies and their evil leaders like Sundar Pichai, do they have to add to the suffering of humanity? And a bigger question, are we going to let them get away with that? Or are we going to hold them to account? Are we going to demand their arrest and their indictment and their prosecution for their role in the crimes that are being committed against humanity today? And it's even worse in many ways than some of the historical forms of genocide, because back then, I mean, in World War II, when the Nazis were killing Jews, they knew that they were killing people, and they knew they just hated Jews, and they knew that they were expressing hate and just destroying people. Today, the tech giants claim that they are destroying people in the name of love and tolerance and diversity of opinions. Really? How is that diversity when you are silencing all voices with whom you disagree? That's not diversity, is it? That's a demanded obedience. You see, the evil that exists today in the tech giants is in a way more twisted than the evil of the genocide of the Third Reich, in the sense that today's evil actors like Sundar Pichai, they convince themselves that they are good. They tell themselves they're making the internet safe from hate while they destroy the lives of those whom they hate. They have become the source of hatred and the source of online ethnic cleansing, the source of cognitive mass crimes against humanity. And yet they have convinced themselves that they are the only good people left in the world and that they must have absolute power and absolute control in order to spread their goodness by destroying everyone else. And that shows how dangerous they are. And that is why I think some people are arguing that they should be put to death by the state, i.e. the death penalty, even though I disagree with that. But I do think they should be arrested and prosecuted and put behind bars and then interviewed. We should write books about these people to expose their evil and make sure it never happens again. There should be Hollywood movies about the evil of these people so that humanity never makes this mistake again. Let the historical record show the names of these evil criminals like Jack Dorsey, who are a scourge upon humanity and whose very existence causes extreme human suffering and the destruction of basic human dignity. Jack Dorsey is a creature from hell, but to destroy him without understanding how he got to be who he is, I think is a mistake. We need to study these freaks of nature to make sure their evil is never allowed to rise again. My name's Mike Adams, and I've been banned by all these people. And I intend to call for their arrest and indictment until that day comes. And I publish Natural News, the website of truth and transparency and real love for humanity, real compassion to protect the living, to protect all life, and to protect and share information. And that's why I am banned by these evil demons who run the tech giants. And I will continue to call for their arrest and prosecution. I thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Share this podcast everywhere, and of course, you can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com, which is the alternative to YouTube that I built, spending several million dollars to build a platform so that I could speak. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be able to hear this. I had to build a platform. I had to spend millions of dollars to restore my right to speak. But that's how dedicated I am to speech, and in doing so, I also restored your right to speak. So you can use Brighteon.com, and you can speak. And you won't be censored. So use it. Sign up, post your videos, and share those videos. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.